Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Today I want to talk about a victim mentality. Have you ever felt like a victim? Not of a crime or a natural disaster, but I'm talking about the day-to-day things. The bad boss, the policy that you hate, the unkind thing that somebody said, the way you were ignored at a meeting. I think most of us know this feeling when you complain bitterly to your coworkers or your family about what he or she did or did not do. I remember a number of years ago when I was working inside a large organization, and I was frustrated. I was frustrated at change that wasn't happening. I was frustrated at a boss that I thought was archaic. I was frustrated with so many things, and I was talking about it because, of course, people love to bond over these kinds of conversations. I was fortunate to have a coworker finally say to me, you know, you do have a choice. I mean, you can either stay here and be a force for what you believe in, or you can leave. And it was this light bulb moment that, yeah, the victim mentality, yeah, it may be reflexive. It may be quite natural because our brains have a proclivity to go to the negative. But we don't have to stay there. There's a wonderful quote from Alice Walker. The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. You know, and the power of a victim mentality, besides it being a reflexive kind of response, is that I don't have to do anything. I'm okay. You're not. But you know, that's easier for me to tolerate than me having to look at myself. What's my part in this? And yet, we give up a lot of our power, a lot of our authorship over our life if we stay stuck in that victim mentality. There's a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt that says, "In the long run, we shape our lives and we shape ourselves. The process never ends until we die, and the choices we make are ultimately our own responsibility." So how do I make a choice when I catch myself to step out of the victim mentality? First, get that it's really natural, it's reflexive, but it isn't a given. I can make a choice to move myself out of it. So start with, if I catch myself in a victim mentality, a little self-compassion, please. Yeah, it's understandable. My feelings were hurt, or I felt uncomfortable, or whatever there to yourself might feel like. And yet, we can all learn from Viktor Frankl, who was a MD and Holocaust survivor who wrote Man's Search for Meaning. And what he said was, even in the worst of circumstances, you still have a choice in how you respond. You still have a choice in your attitude. One of his quotes is, when you are no longer able to change a situation, we're challenged to change ourselves. So being mindful, catching yourself, compassionate, noticing what is going on, why it bothers you, and then coming back to yourself and saying, what choice do I want to make here? Where is my control? Where's my influence? What do I want to be about? This is one of the great lessons of Viktor Frankl in the Holocaust, is he found that he found meaning in being this prisoner because his work was to be of service to others. And that helped him stay grounded, helped him move from victim to a person who was an author of his own day. So having a clear sense of what you want to be about, Dr. Keegan, a Harvard professor, says, basically under every complaint, you scratch a little bit, you'll find something you're committed to. So what is it that you're committed to? And how can you connect to that so that you can shift from that reflexive but not so powerful victim mentality into someone who makes choices and lives your day more intentionally?
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen. Mother and mother, sister.